In Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh, yes, God.
Before you sit down, let's answer a question before. Why is everybody not here? Because God has chosen you to be here based on your choices. Whenever someone points to God, that is God. Remember that you are looking at a chooser. God chooses people. And He has chosen you. I don't know why He has chosen you. There are many reasons why He has chosen you. But all I will say to you is that do not disappoint Him. Do not make His choice of you a vain exercise. 41 years ago, He chose me. And I've, by the grace of God, I've not made a mess of that choice. Tell two people around you, do not mess up your choice. You are God's choice. Tell the person, you are God's choice. Somebody has a t-shirt, God's favorite baby. Come and show it to them. Come. It's true. I just saw it. Come and stand here. Come. Yeah. I think that every Christian should wear this t-shirt. Actually, if you are in this room, you must own a t-shirt like this. I'm God's favorite baby. For God to enter your class, your engineering class, which is like a crusade when you meet, and choose only you, you must be His favorite baby. Even though we also know that God has no favorites. Peter said in Acts 10:38 that God has no favorites. In every nation, the one who does what is right is chosen by Him. Take me there. 40. Go back to 30. 30. Acts 10. I was fasting. 35, I was fasting. 34, I was fasting. Peter opened his mouth. Can I have another translation? New Living Translation or... Yes. Peter replied, I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. It means God has no favorite. Somewhere they say, if God has no favorites. So why is this girl wearing God's favorite baby? Because in every nation, God shows no favoritism. So when you see God tending towards a person, leaning towards a person, it's not because the person is His favorite, but the person has met the demands of favoritism. Should we not take a break a little? Verse 35. But in every nation, as the computer has frozen, in every nation, he that fears him, that is, he accepts those who fear him and do, you remember righteousness? You remember righteousness? Uh-huh. So you can be God's favorite baby when you do what is right. And what is right? Soul winning is right. So at the back of this t-shirt can be, soul winning makes you God's favorite. A lament's nonsense. God's God's favorite. Can you imagine how your life will pan out if you are God's favorite?
No evil.
I mean, those of you who are your father's favorite, daddy's baby, if they are chocolate, you sneak one to the side.
He gives
everybody 200 Ghana, then he gives you 400. I was my grandmother's favorite. When she shares the milk, she uses a teaspoon to measure the milk. Teaspoon. When she gets to me, she gives me 1.5 teaspoons. Extra. Receive extra now. Save it. Are you happy you are here? So I want to say to everyone, don't disappoint God. Tell 2 people again, God has chosen you. Tell the person, it means he likes you. Clap your hands for the nearest God's favorite baby. Now, please be seated so that I can start the preaching. So we are now looking at the profile of a soul winner. Now, for us to understand the profile of a soul winner, what type of person is a soul winner? I need to give you an introduction. Yes. I need to introduce the subject. Let's go to our Great Commission. Matthew 28. Matthew. The Great Commission according to Matthew. Now we are in school. Now, watch it. Go ye therefore. Verse 20. Now, this is it. When you go, soul winning. That's why, what is our project every year? One. What ES Joy or Bishop Ogo or Pastor, whatever is asking for, give it to them. But your covenant with God is one. By December, the person should be a shepherd. You start in January and you walk the person. And how will evil even find you? How can you die in a car accident? How can you die in a car accident? Because heaven knows that you are on a mission with a commission. Teaching them, the mandate is teaching them. I'm showing you now in 2 minutes. Soul winning is not just sharing John 3:16 and John 1:12 and Romans 10:9 and 10. Soul winning is teaching somebody until
the person
obeys. That ain't no 2 weeks. Give me the New Living Translation. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commandments. So, teaching is said to be complete when there is obedience. To all. Obedience to holiness. Obedience to attending church. Obedience to paying tithes. Obedience to abstaining from pornography. Obedience to listening to gospel music. All. Now, the wise man Solomon used a word. And that word is absent. In the church today. Proverbs 22 verses. The word is train. Train up a child the way he should go. A convert is a spiritual child. Converts are trained. Converts are trained. You train a convert. So when a convert doesn't do something, have we not all said once upon a time, have we not all said that this guy was not trained well by his parents? Who trained you? Yes. So, a convert's behavior in the kingdom is a direct product of training. New believers are trained. They are not taught. Training includes teaching, yes. But training is more than teaching. Training involves deploying all the skills you will need to get someone to be good at something. A lot of people in the church are not good at being Christians. Some of us are products of parents who have failed at Christianity. They have failed. They have sold their conscience. They have sold their call. They have sold their position for 30 pieces of rotten silver. When Jesus sent us to go out, he sent us to go out and train. Teaching them to observe is the same. It's too many words for one word. Train. Go ye into all the world and train them. So before Christianity was smuggled in because some people behaved like Christ. The original name of the people who were following Christ was the Way, people of the Way. Yeah, baby. The way, not one of the ways. There is a way you got to walk on. There's a way you live your life. When you wake up in the morning, there's a way. When you meet a girl you love, there's a way you relate with her. When you are in a church, there's a way you behave. The name, before Christianity came to spoil the thing, the name was the way. Christianity is somebody's nickname. Can I have sound? Christianity is somebody's nickname which has been used to also spoiler. Christ is a nickname. When Jesus was born, he was not called Christ. His name was Jesus. Christ was a nickname they gave him because he was anointed. Christos, the anointed. His proper name is Jesus. When the angel came, he didn't mention Christ. He said, you shall call his name Jesus. Wake up. Is this nickname they have used to spoil the things? The original name, our name should actually be the way, the people of the way. Yes, yes, yes. If we had kept that name, people of the way. So in Acts 9, when Saul was moving from house to house, harassing people, he was looking for people of the way. If we had kept that name, we wouldn't have been preaching for 4 hours. Because when you come, you know, there's a way. Muslims are people of the way. Islam is the way. There's a way you pray. Number of times, what you dress, your beard, your fitted, you must have a kettle, the way. Only Christianity has liberalized the way. Find that scripture for me, that he might find people of the way. The guy sitting behind the whatever doesn't know what he's about. There were people called the way. People of the way. So when you join a church, nobody had to tell you what to do. There is a way. There's a way you sit. When you are praying, you can't, you are chewing gum. No. Muslims, the way. That's a time you wake up to pray. You are not left to do what you want to do. It's only this bogus Christianity. Bogus. And desired of him letters to Damascus, that if he found any of this way, the name of the followers of Christ was people of the way, before this nickname came to spoil the thing. That is it. He requested letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus, asking for their cooperation in the arrest of any followers of the way. So we know, once you meet a girl, you are in love with her. We know that the next thing is that you go and see Reverend. Then Reverend takes you. It is mechanized. It's industrialized. You are not left to pray your prayers. And they are growing faster than your nonsense. You steal, they cut your hand. The way. I don't even know why they don't cut penises. I love them. I have deep admiration for them. Muslims, I admire them. Because they are a disciplined batch of people. You must be very disturbed in any relationship with your father, your mother, your pastor. You must be a very disturbed person if in a relationship with a superior, you are left to do what you want to do. You wear what you want to wear. You go where your father has no say in what you do. You should be very disturbed because it will not end well. God told them, eat this one. Isn't it easy? This is just a preamble. A what? They won't allow you to say, oh, today you want to wear jeans, you feel like wearing this a tank top. No. Wallahi, Allah, Allah. One way. Friday, we are going to the mosque. Liberty is dangerous. Wake up. Liberty is dangerous. Don't like it. It's dangerous. Because you see, we as human beings, we are not good. We are corrupt. So any system that allows you to express yourself and be who you are only turns you into an animal. That's why even in politics, liberals are the animals. Liberals are the animals. You can sleep with anything. You can do anything. You can put a penis on your forehead. You can be all things are possible. Never like it. In Christianity, our liberty is in our ability to become bond slaves. Your freedom is in your ability to become restricted. That's where you are free. I repeat, I know that it takes you a little time to understand. True freedom is premised on restrictions. When you are restricted, you become free. Freedom doesn't come from... You see how I'm here? Have you noticed that I'm preaching freely? Have you noticed that I'm moving around? If I was coming to Kumasi sometimes to sleep with girls... in Ivande Hussein. When I come, I'll be looking around if they are there. I won't be free. But I'm preaching freely because I'm restricted to one woman. By you, if we say they should come and preach, you have to wear my Rafi. You have to wear a face mask. Ninja. Yes. No, listen. Do not embrace. tell your father, don't allow me to do what I want to do. A certain man had two sons. The one who did what he wanted to do, in the end was not a free one. He was poor. He was bound to a wicked man who sent him to his field to feed pigs. The one who was restrained was the one who was free. All that I have is yours. Can you stand to your feet and clap your hands? If you want to be free, you must look for someone to restrain you. In your restraint is your freedom. This life where you do what you want to do, you go where you want to go, it is a recipe for disaster. You must be very disturbed if you are here, standing here this afternoon, and your father has neither good nor bad to say about you. You are cursed. There's a curse on your life. You are a member of this church, and something happened yesterday with a group of people, and I noticed that there was one person I could call to be angry with, and I said, no, this person is special to me. I noticed that I couldn't call other people to be angry with. I noticed that this person is different. When was the last time your father insulted you? Many of you have come to ES Joy for rehabilitation because your parents at home removed any leash, removed any restraint. You do what you want to do. You go for any party, you wear anything, you wake up when you want to wake up, and after you've been destroyed, you come to ES Joy to rehabilitate you. But for those of us in this church, don't seek freedom. Seek to be restrained. Seek to be a bond servant. And in your bondedness is your liberation. Wow. It's a wow. Reject it. Today is 6th March. Exactly 60 what years ago? 67, 68. Yes. We said we wanted to be free. Yes. And we got the freedom. That's why today we are bound. We have nothing. We are eating with pigs. When you were coming, I told you, S-Joy, that in the Norway you were trained, were the pigs walking on such a road? The pigs, were they walking on such a road? It's been 68 years of I'll do what I want to do. What has happened to us? And you don't want to learn. I'm even surprised at your lack of intelligence. Look, the things around us, mommy, the things we are seeing around us, they should be teaching us. You don't teach spiritual things by going to the Bible first. 1 Corinthians 15:46. Give me some translation. NASB. Does this church have NASB? Yes. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and then the spiritual. If you want to teach the nonsense of freedom, don't start from a verse. Start from Independence Day. you don't start to teach a convert about baptism by starting with the Greek word baptizo. When you want to teach spiritual things, start with the natural. Start with what?
The natural.
You teach spiritual things by teaching the natural first, and then the spiritual. So Jesus always taught from the natural. A certain man had two sons. He said one, go. He said, I won't go. Later he went. He said to another, go. He said, I will go. Later he didn't go. That's all. Natural. There were 10 virgins. 5 were wise. 5 were foolish. They were going for a banquet. At midnight, he was talking about the coming of Christ. But it's not the spiritual which is first, but the what? Natural. Clap your hands. So, mommy, if the natural is first, it means that you must be an observer of the goings on around you. Look carefully at what is happening to your father, your mother, your big sister, your neighbor's son, your neighbor's dog. Your big sister's marriage has more to teach you than a verse in the Bible. Say natural first. For the kingdom of heaven, it's like a mustard seed. However, it is not the spiritual which is first, but the what? Natural. And then classmates, see how they've ended up without Christ. That should be your lesson, not Ephesians 4:2. Watch. Look around you. Watch. If you can grasp the natural, you can grasp the spiritual. That's why people who are intelligent in natural things are very good pastors. They are very good Christians. Before you start talking, they've understood you. It's the idiots who must be taught with apocrypha. Well, the angry look on your face says that we should end the meeting. No, that is, you look angry. If you're like, who is this guy talking nonsense? What is that? Look at your mother. Honor her, respect her, but look at her. Don't point. You are not a good mother. You don't love my father. I tell your mother she doesn't love your father. Wow. When you don't know how to keep a beloved. But watch your mother. How many marriages did she enter into before she met your father? That should tell you that the natural has a message for you. I walked by the field of the slothful. I saw that the fence was broken. It was overgrown with weeds, and I learned a lesson. That is Solomon the wise man. Wisdom is in picking lessons. I'm shocked that your father's behavior has not instructed you yet. I have learned from my father. I've learned. Hey. I'm afraid. I don't want to give details. When I see the things, I'm afraid. Hey! This is one of them. But you don't seem to be able to learn. However, it is not the spiritual. Don't stop this Romans 14:12 and Ephesians 2 say, learn from your big sister at home. Learn from your cousin on drugs. However, the spiritual has never been first. That's why many of you can't get the things well. You can't understand. Many years ago, I didn't know this verse. I saw this verse just a few months or so ago. But I knew that it cannot be that somebody will win a soul and another person will follow the person up. I knew it. I had no basis. But I said that nature doesn't teach us that a woman goes to the labor ward, gives birth, and another woman breastfeeds. Nature. And I was right. That is why this year and now on, follow up is for 1 year. Along the line, win souls, bring them to church, give them to the so-called follow up. But on your own, 1 a year. One. Paul said, does nature not even teach us? Nature should teach you that the earth has gone round the sun in a fixed orbit. That's why we are not freezing or melting. Therefore, you too, you must stay in your fixed marital orbit. I'm going now. I don't like it. Oh, I don't like it. But they don't like the message I'm preaching. They don't like it. I said they don't like the message I'm preaching. What should I do? Lester, let's go. Let's go. Mary, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Bishop, please. Oh, they've not heard it. They're trying to digest it. That's what they're now saying. Amen. Is it true that you're now trying to digest the word? You're now trying to digest it. All right, then clap your hands up. Your vagina and see that it is smelling because you don't bath the place. In the same way, if you don't wash your life with the water of the word, you smell. That's why we have our quiet time. Even dogs, they lick themselves. You are here. It's been 3 days since you opened the Bible. You are a fool. It is not the spiritual which is first, but the natural. And then the spiritual. Clap now. And I now understand that you are digesting them. Don't stop till I've told you. As I clap your hands. Very good. Clap. Train up 22:6. Train up a child the way he should go, and even when he is old. The girl who led me to Christ, she trained me. It's been 40 years by the grace of God. I have not departed from the ways. That's why now, real follow-up is 1 year. By the time I am done with you, we are friends. We are friends. We are friends. Even when he is old, the average lifespan of a convert in a church is around 3 weeks. Get the data. Come and read. How many converts we had in January are still in the church now? In this church. When you are quiet, then I get disturbed. It's like I'm doing something. Oh, it's working. You are thinking about it. It's not that you want you to stop the preaching. I'm thinking of names. I said the average lifespan of a convert in a church. Most of the people who join a church have joined for many reasons. Some are bored. Some are looking for a girl. Some don't have it. I'm talking about convert, Jesus Christ, salvation, convert, follow up. They don't last for more than 3 weeks. Most follow up people have nobody in their hands after 6 weeks. Because the emphasis is not teaching them. You go with the book. Today we are doing baptizo. The next we are doing fellowship. And there's koinonia. And the koinonia means that we are fellows in the same shape. Which shape? He hasn't been in a shape before. But those who are trained. My one person. Can you imagine? We are in March 6, 2025. Can you imagine that March 6, inshallah, 2026, this place should double times two. Just one person. Everybody is one. By March 6, everybody's one is with them. Is that what is happening in this church? Are we doubling in a year? We are rather decreasing in a year. With nonsense boys as sound engineers, nonsense boys as video men. Choristers who don't read their Bibles. Some are not here this morning. No, there's no lecture. Few of us here have been trained. Few of us here have been trained. The way you train a girl to use lime to clean her armpit, to shave and use a lime to clean her soprable, and then you train the girl to make stew. You train the girl to cook rice. She cooks it. It burns. It burns. It burns. You show her, do this, till she can even boil rice when she's asleep. And it comes out well. Training. Many of you have not been trained by your parents. And that alone, how is it possible? Let's be raw. Raw. How can you be a girl at this age and you don't have 4 male friends as your friends? Just friends. 4. That when we come to your room and you are not there, you are likely to be in Parkway's room or you are in Edmond's room. Yes. Because you have not been trained how to be friendly. That's why I said that. Like today, holiday, as we have come to church, there must be a lunch bag with some sandwiches, some cookies, some rice in bowl, and it's there. We are going to go on a break in some 20 minutes. When we go on a break, oh, Tale Yofi and Kwame, and Tale, come, I've got something for you. Something for you. Before you know, Yofi and Boki are fighting over you. Sir, I'm preaching. You have explained it. I thought they didn't like the preaching. But you are saying that they are now thinking about it. Yeah. But I'm preaching. Even a man who is married, if you bring jollof rice and sandwiches and so on, he will begin. Yeah. Some years ago, a lady was cooking rice for me to eat on Sunday. My wife didn't know. When she got to know, she stopped it. Said no. Yes. Because familiarity breeds children. Girl, what's your name? Joanna. Joella, when was the last time you came to church with a pack? Like, even okay, you didn't cook it. You bought the wache. You bought it. When was the last time? And you go after church, you call this guy, tell him, have it and eat it. When was the last time? Foolish girl. And you expect a boy to propose to you. Proposal is not a happenstance. Proposal is made to happen. A proposal is a precipitated event. You precipitate a proposal with niceness and love and care. Ah, Felix, today I've noticed that you are very, even as I'm preaching now, you can get up. You can come. Or maybe you go to the back. Come this way. Meet me there. As I'm preaching now, you ask the preacher, she goes. Why is she? Come. Yes. Come. Then you come and stand. You come and stand here. As I'm preaching. Preach on, Bishop. What a wife. And say, preach on, Bishop. What a wife. Then, wow. Say it again.
Wow. Wow.
Then when I go to that side, then you tell, Felix, are you okay? Something wrong? Have you eaten? But you are too quiet. You are not like that. Is that a problem? Yes, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong. Are you sure? Because I noticed that you are not, when Bishop comes to this area, you don't say much, but you are not like that. You are sure you are fine? Okay, Charlie, it's good. I'll see you. There you go. As you are going, he will even look at your buttocks. The buttocks. If you want to. Preaching, baby. If I was a girl, wallahi bism lahi rahman wallahum beliyama. It's very good. I'm a boy. Very, very good. It is in the interest of the world that I'm a boy. Sir, what I have just said has nothing to do with the shape of your nose. Everybody has a vacuum in it that is only filled by love. And you may be, Johnny Erickson Tada, quadriplegic. She can't move from the neck down. A man said, I will marry. Tell her next time, girl, that it's your fault. It's training. Today, I am training you. I said, I'm doing what? I'm training you. Receive training now. Say, I am being trained. Look, a girl, she can marry any woman, any man. Like, as we are finished preaching, you can go to any boy you like. You like, and there's nothing wrong with liking a boy. If the boy has a beloved, don't like the boy. If the, but, Charlie, you know something? Last night, when Bishop was preaching, he used a scripture. I would like you to explain to me. So, after this meeting, I'm coming to your hostel for you to explain it for me.
You are training, Michael.
It's training. It's how to be a friend. Hey, you know, that scripture you explained to me last week, I can't believe it. That when on Wednesday or so after lectures, I was going through my Spotify and I found the song. It's just the Hey, this song, pa. Hello. It's coming, so come, take your time. We are going on a break. I'm going to start the first point after the break. So you know, I was going through my Spotify list and I saw this song by Nicole Mullen. Listen to it and see. It's wild. Then, does anybody have earphones here? Not AirPods, just proper. The one with a cable. Every girl must have the wired. Please unravel it for me. Hey! The song. Listen to the song. You are proposing without proposing. Tomorrow, Saturday, invite two boys to your room and cook food for them to eat. Not that you want to marry them all. It's not that the one who must have a friend must show himself friendly. So far, my verdict is that you are a bush girl. My verdict is that you have not been trained well. But from now on, can you clap your hands for Jesus? Keep clapping. Evangelism is not preaching. Evangelism is training the person how to go to church, how to pray. Train. But I don't blame you. You yourself, you are not trained. Yes. You are always, that's what Peter said. Silver and gold have I none. What you have is what you give. If you've not been trained. So, and this kind of Gen Z mothers, they are poor mothers. Yeah, this type of weddings we are having now, that they are getting pregnant now and having children 1 year, they are poor because they've not been raised well. They are called Gen Z useless mothers. I'm not afraid. The last time I was afraid to preach about something was in 1938. Train the person how not to watch pornography by introducing options. Taking the person out. There's a program here. There is this. Send the person there. Look, even your the level of friendship will let the person open up to you. They want to be with you. They want to be with me. These guys who are here, Mary, her husband, her what? There's not even one person I told to come to Kumasi here. Who wants to follow you? As far as I'm concerned, by 22, there must be three boys wanting to marry you. And your problem is that you don't know which of them. That's 22. But because you are a useless girl, no boy is interested in you. Yeah. You are a wicked girl. You can't cook. You don't know how to laugh. You don't know how to care. You don't bath. One lady was on the internet saying that since she was born, she has not had a bath twice a day before. Never. Oh. Can you imagine this woman raising children? When we come back from the break, we are going to learn the profile of a convert. Today's conference has not started. Today's conference has not started. We are going on a break. When we come back, then we start point number one. And the break is not, you are here just circulating, buy, get, call some two ladies and buy some ice cream for them. Yes. Otherwise, no girl would want to marry Bucky. He is chisel, Bucky. But when they see you buying this, you are, oh, Talebucky, there's a lover of my soul. It's a lover of my soul. Talk to me, baby. Clap your hands and let's receive. He has joy.